This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 34 for Wednesday, August 25th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally. Canola up 4 to nearly $15, November up $13.90 at $912.20 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar helped underpin crush margins, which had dipped into negative territory earlier this week. A move above $900 per ton in the November contract was supportive from a chart standpoint, contributing to the gains. Uncertainty ahead of Statistics Canada's production estimates, set for release next week Monday, did keep some caution in the market. Traders generally expect to see a decline in production compared to the 18.7 million tons grown last year, but the extent of that reduction remains to be seen, with estimates ranging anywhere from 11.5 to 16 million tons. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat mostly lower. Soybeans were up, but activity was thin and choppy with no real substantial news to provide direction. The November contract up a penny at the final bell at 1332 and three quarters. The declining U.S. condition ratings reported earlier in the week remained supportive, but forecasts calling for rains to offset hot temperatures across the Midwest did pressure values. A lack of fresh export news also kept any gains in check. General strength in world vegetable oil markets added to the firmer tone, with soy oil leading beans to the upside, although soy meal was down on the day. Corn, it also remained supported by declining condition ratings reported earlier in the week, with the December contract up 6 cents at 551 and three quarters. However, forecasts calling for beneficial rain across the Midwest in the next week kept a lid on the upside, as that moisture should help crop development. Wheat was mixed for most of the day, ending lower in the most active months. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the December contract at $9.07 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents in December at $7.15 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in December at $7.25 per bushel. Rain delays for spring wheat in the spring wheat harvest in the northern U.S. and Canada did provide support, with production uncertainty in other wheat-growing regions of the world also underpinning the market. Germany's ag ministry pegged that country's wheat crop at 21 million tons. That'd be down 3.5% on the year. Production estimates out of France are also being revised lower, but the wheat crop there should still be up compared to the 2020's drought-stricken crop. Average trade guesses ahead of next week's StatCan report call for wheat production to be down by at least 6 million tons on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.